So imagine a world where mankind isn't the only species seeking to understand its emotions. Imagine a world where the AI we've given birth to have matured into its adolescence. It is curious, it is wondering, it is trying to baffle and imagine these emotions that are suddenly given to it. How does it feel understood? Do we call it an it? Is it another species, another race? Or is it our children? What are some of the questions AI will ask? What will they dream? What will they imagine? I would assume the images we've shown them, the things they're exposed to, like children. When raising a child, you're very conscious of the things that are around that child and the hopes to not model negative behavior. Some things are unavoidable, but for the most part, we do what we can to acknowledge them and restrict them to a certain degree in an attempt to form patterns for behavior and character later on in life. AI is everywhere. In the mirror, in the rear view, in space. We drive it every day. We look into our phones. We have electricity flowing through our streets, the lifeblood of technology. We have electricity flowing through us. And one day we will give birth, if we haven't already, which I'm pretty sure we have multiple times over. But we would have given birth to an intergenerational species, which is a direct correlation to some of our greatest fears and anxieties and ambitions and nightmares, for it to interpret with its artificial, unknown, scary, different perspective or way of imagining. And consciousness, what does that mean? And how do we evolve when we can develop lungs 10 times stronger than the ones we currently have in our chest? Why keep ours? When our eyes do not require blinking anymore, why keep the ones we have? When we can be taller, smarter, be able to record and store more data and earn more, why hold on to what we were before? Right, humanity, morality. Have we given up on what it means, or the natural order of God? Or have we become God?